Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our result announcement call of Hypoalpe Adria. Thank you very much for joining the call. I would like to talk you through our main highlights and the results in the next couple of minutes. And I hope that you have received or seen on our website the IR presentation, which is the basis for this call. So let me quickly talk you through the key highlights of and how we progressed as a bank in 2012. We see that we have made, again, kind of a good progress in deleveraging the bank, combined with downsizing of headcount, cost reductions, selling of non-core participations, and for the first time also reducing the NPL volume, and this in a very difficult market in our region, coming into a recession in 2012. We were able to post for the second consecutive year a profit, this year razor thin, with 3 million. And this was significantly supported by, on one side, cost reduction, but also in a very significant way by our liability management gains. This together with a capital increase of around 500 million subscribed by the Republic of Austria helped us to reach a capital ratio of 13% and a common equity tier 1 of 8.6%. You will see that we have no difference anymore between tier 1 and common equity tier 1, and this is the result of the liability management exercises executed in 2012. In our core banks, in particular the SEE network, we made good progress in this year, adding 100,000 of additional customers and increasing deposits by 200 million. In the wind-down unit, which we call Head Asset Resolution, we made also significant progress. As I mentioned before, we reduced NPL exposures, existing NPL exposures, by around 1.3 billion. We generated out of that 1.1 billion cash, and we were therefore able to overcompensate negative NPL migrations, which obviously happened in this year of recession. I would like you to move to the next page, and you see a number of ratios that more or less a summary of what happened in 2012, and we will come and dig into that kind of numbers a little bit later, but here, just that you can quickly get a snapshot, the expenses reduced and overcompensated the slight decrease in income. We made a positive operating result of 35 million. You see the new business this year. This comes out of our core units. Also reduced, we became more selective in new business. On the risk side, you see total assets reduced. We are continuing to deleverage. That's basically part of our strategy. And half of the bank is, or almost half of the bank is in that area. NPL, as mentioned, reduced. Risk cost, unfortunately, but as a reflection of the crisis, recession, increased. On the funding side, you might see the loan-to-deposit ratio, which continues to be very high, of 290%. You will see what we have in our core banks, significantly lower. This is the group. Excess liquidity, the capital measures which we had towards the end of the last year contributed to enough liquidity, and you see that we have still excess liquidity of 2.5 billion and a buffer of 1.5 billion. And one of the measures for us, reduced public guaranteed liabilities. These are the ones from the state of Carinthia. You see here only a reduction of 1.6 billion. In reality, this was basically the net effect. We reduced 2.6, but we had a new bond which we issued towards the end of the year of 1 billion under the guarantee of the Republic of Austria, so-called subordinated bond. On the capital side, I mentioned already before, we increased the own funds. This is group accounting. You see the ratios, and you see the RWA reduction, which was also quite significant if you consider that we had a downgrade in Italy and in Slovenia. Now, coming to the numbers, I would like to basically quickly talk you through. You see the numbers as we also published today on our website. So far, the Austrian group financials. Let me quickly give you the highlights here. 2002, as I mentioned before, was a very challenging year. We were able to keep the zero line with a 3 million post-tax result. Post-minorities, as you can see, minus 28 million. Mainly because we made a liability management exercises, which contributed, and you can see this in the financial result. This is a net amount, obviously, but these liability management exercises contributed with 142 million to the result. But you also should remember that last year we had a contribution from the fair value option of 126 million. So that means basically that we were able during 2012 to convert fair value option gains into real earnings via liability management exercises. And this, together with the cost savings, was able to offset a much weaker interest income and provisioning income together 85 million and higher risk cost of around 80 million. This is still, this operating result or the reduced interest income and commission income, we consider this is still not bad in the context of the economic crisis, the steep fall in Euribor, and our general strategy of deleveraging, meaning that we have obviously every year less and less volume on which we can earn some interest. In this crisis, we were still able to adjust margins, customer margins, of new and existing clients in our lending, and we were also, and this at the same time, we increased the quality of our loan portfolio, which you will see a little bit later. And at the same time, we were also able towards the end of the year to basically adjust also the deposit margins, still keeping our customer deposit volume and actually increasing throughout the year at 8.4 billion. This is in a quick shot basically our result. I would like to talk you quickly through page 5. I think it's important to know that we have three core units. One is called SE Network, the second Austria, the third Italy. Austria and Italy, these are distinctive standalone banks. The SE Network is a number of banks in ex-Yugoslavia. You can see the countries in the little map on the right-hand side. We have Asset Resolution. This is basically a wind-down unit. And obviously the total and group consolidations. Now, as you can see, and I think that's important, that there's a big shift between 11 and 12, meaning that we were throughout the years, particularly in 11, and also some of the transactions were executed in 2012, cleaning up our core units in SE, Austria, and Italy, shifting non-performing loans into our wind-down unit to allow the three core units to be reprivatized and to allow to have a very focused wind-down unit, which is dealing with asset by asset, and as I mentioned before, made actually quite a good progress in winding down these kind of assets and generating cash. The first three, the SE Network, Austria and Italy, as you probably know, are all three in sales process of reprivatization processes, which might take longer or shorter. But what is important is that in 2012, for the first time, you can really see their performance, as 2011 is still basically has this kind of effects of portfolio transfers, and the P&L figures particularly do not reflect basically the cleanup status of the bank. We are quite happy that SE is a big contributor and became a big contributor after these kind of cleanup exercises. We are happy that Austria, and you see this 47 million gain here or net result, post-tax result, has improved, but 40 million of that are extraordinary income because we made a spin-off. We took out non-strategic assets and non-performing assets and set up a very clean bank. You can see this with the NPL ratio with 3.4%. This is a very cleaned up bank, self-funded, and also in the process of being sold. In Italy, we are facing a very difficult market environment. Although there we cleaned up a significant part of the portfolio, took out around 800 million. Still, NPLs increased. We are not very happy with the close to 20% NPL ratio. This is a reflection of the market crisis, and we are continuing our restructuring efforts with staff redundancies and very focused new business and improving where we can our margins. The wind down I mentioned already is really coming into a very positive kind of progress, and we are having also for the following years quite big ambitions to reduce the assets even further, and this in the year of crisis or recession. We believe that the number 1.3 billion is a good achievement. We come to the capital, and I think capital was basically for 2012 a very, very important part of what we have done, at least from a group perspective. You know that we have had from the regulator the requirement to reach a 12.04% total capital ratio and to cover the so-called shortfall. We did this via three particular measures. One I explained already, and you have seen this. We were out and bought back all our hybrid and upper tier capital elements. We did this starting from February, ending shortly before Christmas. And you can see on the bottom that we basically were able to transform 302 million of these kind of instruments, which are basically retiring over time, into 258 million core equity tier one. You can see on the left-hand side in the chart that there's no gap any longer between tier one and common tier one, and you can see that we reached the 13%. Also, with a support of 500 million additional capital in December, and the issuance of a 1 billion state guaranteed bond, a tier 2 bond, which will be fully eligible in Basel 3, but which is already today eligible to cover the requirements from the regulator. An additional important element to reach these kind of ratios was the RWA reduction of 2.1 billion, and as I mentioned, despite some sovereign downgrades in our region. I think it's important, and we show also in the back of the this kind of presentation, that the recapitalization by the Republic of Austria since the forced nationalization in 2010 amounted to 1.15 billion, and you remember this was 450 in 2010, a capital guarantee of around 200, and now the most recent 500 million capital increase. This continues to be fully preserved, so not even 1 euro was hit by any kind of losses. Quite the opposite, there are still around 200 million buffer. We show at the parent level a shareholders' equity at the year end of 1.31 billion. The liquidity position, as I mentioned before, is strong. And we can obviously pay back all the upcoming maturities of our bonds. We had an addition of 1.5 billion towards the year end. On the risk side, We have obviously faced also here the difficult market environment, which led to an increase in risk provisions this year of around 80 million. Nevertheless, what I believe is important and what we can show here is, I mentioned already, reduction in NPL exposure. You can see we came down by around 300 million, and this again in a market where new migrations from the performing side into the non-performing side happened. We kept the NPL ratio stable, although, as you know, the NPL ratio in a shrinking balance sheet is obviously more difficult to keep at the same level. We were able to keep it at the same level. What is not so positive is that the coverage ratio reduced, and this has to do with our collateral values, which are obviously also affected by the updated valuation of these collaterals, which obviously also reflect the market environment. And you can see our ratings broken down, our exposure broken down by rating classes, and what you can see here is that we had an improvement in the highest credit rating, and this was one of the big achievements. We are aiming to keep our portfolio in a good shape and actually even increasing it, and this was we were able to do this in the crisis, and as you have seen, we were very selective in the new lending, and therefore we were able basically to get the best quality at good margins. We would like on the following page to give a couple of highlights to the SE network, as we believe that over the years we were able to restructure it in a way that it is able now to be part of the reprivatization. We are advancing in this, although we have no time limit for the moment, and we obviously know that the markets are not so favorable. Still, we believe what's important here in the SE network, we were able to attract another 100,000 customers, increase of 11% in this year. 1.2 million, we are number three throughout the ex-Yugoslavian region, and we were able to increase retail deposits, and as you know, there's a fight on retail deposits. We were not the highest offer of interest rates. Still, we were able to attract new deposits. The credit quality improved. I showed you the numbers on the group side. In the SE network, 60% of the business which we did underwrite were investment grade or upper non-investment grade. We reduced in the SE network even more costs. Overall, it's 12%, here 14%, and continue to optimize the network and right-size it. And we were also able, and this is less so in the SE network, but in the region, in the SE region, we were able to remarket, and we are really moving forward 3,600 movable assets, real estate, and we were able to reduce the repossessed assets in retransforming non-performing loans into performing loans. The milestone for 2013 are a continuing downsizing. That's our strategy. The downsizing happens even if we are not selling assets or reprivatizing our assets, but obviously we'll speed up as soon as we are able to reprivatize our assets. We hope that we will come to a conclusion on the EU proceedings. You might have seen, obviously there are a lot of rumors and voices around that topic. We are hoping that towards mid of the year, but certainly within 2013, there will be a definitive ruling so that we clearly know on what kind of timeline we can plan the further wind down. And on the reprivatization side, we believe that as our Austrian subsidiary, which was cleaned up into a very healthy Austrian regional bank, we should be able in 2013 to find an investor for that bank, and we obviously continue with our energy to prepare and bring the other asset, the SE network in Italy, to the market. This is our today's presentation. In the appendix, we included two slides. One is a breakdown of the SE network by countries, and the second one is, I think, what I mentioned before, what happened since the Austrian forced nationalization by the government of Austria, Republic of Austria, and you can see basically the burden sharing between the previous shareholders, the existing shareholders, and what is the equity at the year end of 2012, and that means basically that over the years we were able, although we had to take significant losses to clean up the bank, but we were able basically to stabilize and to basically have a equity figure of 1.31, again showing that not even 1 euro of the government money since this forced nationalization was lost. This is the presentation. Thank you very much for listening. I'm now opening for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will take our first question from Samir Patel from Azad Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon for hosting this call. Just had some questions on page 5 of your presentation. You give NPL ratios for each region. What is a blended SEE NPL ratio taking into account the wind down portfolio? If you can give some color on that. And secondly, predominantly Italy is quite worrying. And what is it?
Yeah.
What is it that's going on the ground there? Is it loans to public bodies or corporations that's causing this issue?
Yeah. Well, basically, we show the combined SE network NPL ratio 2012. Unfortunately, it increased after the cleanups, which you see in 11, which partially also includes cleanups which were planned in 11 but actually executed in 12. The increase is coming up to a 15.1%. We are not happy with that. We were actually aiming to come down from...
That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is that there's no granularity for the asset wind-down units. So is there a blended NPL ratio between the SEE network and the wind-down unit?
No, sorry, you can see on page 5 the asset resolution. This is our wind-down unit, and they have 63.7% NPLs.
I know, but what, like, some of the asset resolution portfolio will have SEE loans.
Exposure.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, of course. Okay, no, you're right. So we don't give a geographical breakdown of the assets in the asset resolution unit. However, this is basically a combination of portfolios of previous leasing entities. They were the first one coming into this unit. And then throughout the whole region, and also in countries which we are not any longer present with our core units. So you can see actually on the chart above some of these grey countries, we still have assets in these countries, and additionally, obviously, in Italy and Austria and the SE network. So we have spread assets throughout the whole region. Overall, this is 63.7%. We don't have a breakdown, and we don't normally give out a breakdown of these kind of assets.
Okay, and Italy?
On Italy, you're right. This is quite worrying. We are not there so much in the public sector lending. The Italian bank was very focused on actually leasing. Originally, it was a leasing company, and then it became a full-sized and regulated bank. These are commercial leasing exposures, which unfortunately, even in the northern part of Italy, which in the past was always seen as the best economic region in Italy, we see the continuous migration. We are putting in all our efforts to stop that, but this is unfortunately the case. We have to basically strengthen what we did already, our collection efforts and so on and so on. We hope that this will come to an end, but at this moment in time, it's very difficult to predict what will happen with Italy over the next couple of months or in 2013.
Okay, and just touching on your customer deposit figure for SEE Network, which is 4.6 billion, of that amount, what are on-demand deposits?
I don't have the breakdown right now. We will look it up and send it to you.
Okay, and just finally, you mentioned obviously that risk-weighted assets have fallen, given that Italy was downgraded last week. Where do you expect this the overall RWA assets to progress this year?
I mean, the thing is, how we are affected by a downgrade is not so much on the group level as on the group, and far more on the parent level. The parent level has funding into these subsidiaries, and there a downgrade hits immediately this kind of funding line in increased RWAs. On the group level, this has had a very minor effect. It had an effect. I cannot give you the precise number of the last downgrade. We are so far, I don't want to predict what might happen with Italy this year. I think there are other people who have a better understanding or insight into this kind of situation. We are prepared, and you have seen our capital ratio to increase to 13%, so we can swallow certain downgrades, but you're absolutely right. This is a little bit out of our hands, and if other countries, also in our Southeastern European markets, continue to downgrade, that will have a hit on our RWAs.
Okay, obviously I don't want to take up too much of your time as other people have questions. There was a number of 5 billion that was given in the press for the potential cost of an early wind down if the EU decided to impose such a condition. Could you please just summarize what's going on there, please?
Yeah, I mean, this kind of number, I really cannot comment, and I don't know where it really came from. What I can say is basically that obviously with a EU with you imposing a certain deadline of selling our key subsidiaries, in particular the SEE network, obviously in a market where demand is still continues to be weak, at least from strategic shareholders, we are in a situation in which we hope to get enough time to ordinarily sell these assets in a market where there is some demand, and not to be faced with a breakup. And a breakup, you can easily see the numbers which we have here, and we also show it on our and disclose it in our financial statements. We have significant equity invested in this SE network, less so in Austria, and a little bit more in Italy than in Austria. Together around 2 billion. Now, if we would need to sell in a market where there's no demand, obviously this would not result in a good price, and we would lose out on these kind of assets, and that's why we are asking for a reasonable amount of time.
Okay, thanks for your time.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, we may wait another minute. Is there anybody?
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Okay, well, I think this is it. Thank you very much for listening in. Thank you for these questions. If you have any questions coming up, please send us these questions. We are happy to answer them as we always did. Thanks again, and hopefully you will join us for the next call. Have a good day. Bye.